Right now, it is time for Date Night, featuring my husband, Brad Bednar, who joins us here in the studio to talk about cool things to do in Chapel Hill. How are you?
Doing good. Trying to get back in the groove after being out of town for a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks.
It was a long time. Basically a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Especially, like, we were on vacation last week. We went to Florida. We had a great time. But, like, the week leading up to when you're going on vacation, it's like you're just looking ahead to the week to come. So you're just sort of out of sorts. And then you're gone for a week, and then you're back, and you have to figure out how to live your life again.
So I just look back at the week I was gone, and then the following week, I regret that I was a schlub, and then it's November, and I'm right back in the groove of things.
I am real close to being caught up on email, though. I'm not there yet. If there's people listening out there who I owe an email to, I'm sorry. I'm getting to it. I'm not quite there yet, but almost.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, unless you're one of my clients listening that I've not responded to, in which case I am so far behind, but I promise you're emails next and
yes.
See me in November.
Or maybe I did respond to you and something went wrong with your email.
Yeah, yeah,
you should
yeah.
have that checked out.
Yeah, you
Call
should.
Call your
IT. That's right. Unless I'm your IT, in which case your email is fine. And I promise that email's going to be coming in any minute now.
So we spent the first half of last week in Orlando. We were doing Disney parks. We had a couple that came down that had some Disney tickets to burn. It's like, we'll take the bullet and join you there.
We'll
go down and do Disney with you. So that was awesome.
Right.
And then the second half of the week was visiting very randomly because I went to high school in Michigan.
Right, right.
So, of course, we have the high school reunion in Tampa because...
Because that's what you do, right?
Because that's what you do, yeah. Well, there was a specific thing that brought us there. Mm-hmm. It was a charity 5K that we ran.
Walked.
Yeah. Well, a couple of us
strolled.
Ran. Not you and me, per se.
But there were a couple of people who ran that 5K. We did it in under an hour, which is a crowning achievement. We even got a medal.
We did get a medal.
Yeah.
Literally everyone got a medal.
Yeah, but
we
us
did get
included,
a medal.
Right.
Yes, yeah. It was also my 40th birthday. So to do a 5K on your 40th birthday and to do it in less than an hour, I think is a feat and achievement that is worth
mentioning on the radio. Everyone can celebrate that fact.
Or make fun of you while they're driving in their cars.
Well, why not? Why not both?
Yeah. Not mutually exclusive. But my friend, my high school friend Michelle, lives in Tampa now. So part of it was coming, a whole bunch of people coming in. We had one coming in from Colorado, several coming in from Michigan, you and I coming in from North Carolina, and all gathering in Tampa where Michelle got a chance to show us around, which was cool.
Yeah. Or I got to show around all the places that I went when I was there on a work trip once.
Which you also did.
Yeah.
Cool.
But this is good because it brings up what do you do when you're visiting in a place?
Yeah.
And how do you figure out what to do? And we fortunately had the benefit of Michelle's experience of going in and saying, here's all the great Tampa stuff. So,
right.
You know, kind of raises the question, when you're here in Chapel Hill or the Triangle area, what do you do when you've got out-of-town guests
people
or visitors?
People come in from out of town. They've never seen Chapel Hill before. They want the experience. Maybe they watched UNC win a championship. They want to check out the really cool places. Where do you take them? So this isn't really date night.
This is friend date night.
This is friend date night. This is social dating. Yeah.
And it's tough because, you know, you and I, like, have kicked around this idea a little bit. And the very first thing is like, oh, man. We've got a friend coming in from out of town. Hope you weren't in the car too much because we're going to the beach. Which seems kind of like a cop-out answer.
Especially when you just, like, spring the surfer voice on them. It's like, well, there's a lot of things we could go to a restaurant or going to the beach.
Listen, it's going to be two hours in the car and then 2 days with Surfer Brad. Talking about all the righteous stuff we're going to do at the beach.
Where are you driving that's only a 2 hour? No, let me go back. How are you driving that it's only 2 hours to get to the beach?
Quickly.
Okay, good.
I'm driving quickly is the answer.
Is this why I do all the driving?
Yes.
Good.
By court order.
Nice.
I think you hit on it. You know, you probably have ties to the area. Like,
right.
If you've got friends coming in to see you here, like a lot of Chapel Hillians, I went to school here and stayed here. So you probably went to UNC or you know, maybe one of those other schools that we don't want to talk about.
But you're probably connected to UNC in some way, shape, or form. You went there, you taught there, you passed through there, you went to a game, you're aware of it.
Yeah, you've heard of Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
I think you've had a town guest. Like, the first thing that kind of popped into mind for me is campus tour.
Yeah.
Take UNC. Totally. Take one of those other schools because they all have their own beautiful things, and like do a campus tour. I have the benefit of having gone to UNC Chapel Hill and finished my undergrad degree in a quick and gentlemanly 13 years. So I have a lot of...
That's why I do all the driving.
Yeah, no other reason than that. But you do a campus tour, right? Like, you see all the cool stuff that makes, like, Chapel Hill, like, special on the UNC campus. And when you're done, you're probably, like, peckish or tired. And then you go down to, like, Carolina Coffee Shop. You go down to... like Carrboro and see everything a little bit cooler, a whole degree cooler, some might say, and you know, grab a drink at Still String or something. Or I think you're very excited about, you get a little package and you go to
Topo.
You could go to Topo. That is another like Chapel Hill institution, right?
That
like,
I was waiting for you to say Topo because that was my first thing, like UNC campus tour, and then go to Topo, sit out on the balcony, and you can look over at the iconic Franklin and Columbia corner and people watch. Yeah. But that was not what you were gonna say.
No, I just think like there's a whole bunch of places, and maybe you just do like a little baby like pub crawl. Maybe you finally have an excuse to go to He's Not because you were too much of a dork. To do that when you were at school for 13 years, by the way. And now you're too old. But if you've got out-of-town visitors, you can go.
That is true.
You have to get your blue cup, and you got to go to He's Not. And you can probably go there at, like, 4 o'clock because I'm sure they open early, and then you can get out of there. Sure, why not, right? Or a.m. Just, you know, you want to go there. You want to beat the crowds because, you know, you got to get home.
Have you and I been to He's Not a combined total of 0 times?
We've been at, yes, that is correct. So that's one option.
I don't know when they're open.
But then I had this other idea.
Okay.
And I think it's great. Both Orange County and Durham have great visitors bureaus.
Yes.
And I'm sure that they could help you craft things to do at different price points for, like, Orange County and Durham. And the reason I bring this up is I was looking up all the fun things to do. There are people who will do walking tours of Chapel Hill for you. So if you don't have that inside edge, you can get it. But two, and the other thing that I'm very excited about that I'm dragging you to is, did you know that Durham County is the home to the oldest, largest, and most diverse tuba museum like in the world, with like over 300 different kinds of tubas.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I wasn't either until like I hit the visitors bureau up and I was like, what great friends would we be if we had out-of-town visitors and said, hope you're free Tuesday or Thursday from like 3:30 to 6:30.
Because
we're going to see a tuba.
What is the difference between is there a difference between being the largest and the most diverse tuba museum? Like, is there a tuba museum with like 400 identical tubas? It's like, we're big, but it's pretty much the same from room to room.
You know that marching band that's got that one tuba that's like, looks like it's made of ceramic? We've got 5,000 of them. We're a tuba store, but we call ourselves a museum for the tax credit. No, this is the oldest, largest, and most diverse. I think all the tubas are different. I didn't dig too much into this because the website was made in what I can only assume is 1992. But they're very excited to have visitors and guests come in and see it. And like I'm doing my part to raise awareness. If you've got out-of-town visitors and you're in Durham, go to the new True Flavors Lakewood. And then if it's Tuesday or Thursday and you email 24 hours in advance, go see 300 different kind of tubas because I'm sure the people who run it would be super duper excited.
I was not expecting you to suggest a tuba museum.
But it's quirky, right? All of your guests and visitors will be talking about that trip for weeks, months, nay, years to come.
Yes.
Remember when Brad and Aaron invited us down and we thought we were going to go see a game at the Bosch, but instead they took us to the tuba museum.
Well, it was sprinkling that day.
I mean, you don't want to get wet.
Of course not. So, all right. So that's good.
That's an idea.
The other idea that I'm like, there's so many different places that you could take people. So I kind of try to limit myself to Chapel Hill. So tour of the campus followed by some iconic Franklin Street thing.
Right.
So I think that's kind of the standard go-to. You also have the North Carolina Botanical Garden,
right,
which is another cool place that you could go. And you could do just like a tour of gardens, like the Botanical Garden, the Coker Arboretum, that really cool like sidewalk on Cameron Avenue with the weird
trellises,
right next to the Arboretum, Battle Park, all of the different things that the Botanical Garden runs. And then after all of that, you're feeling peckish. And what place is located not far away from the Botanical Garden, but
Hawthorn and Wood.
Hawthorn and Wood,
which
correct.
is a hidden gem, I think, because we can still kind of stroll in and get seating at the bar on the weekend. It's getting harder now because
it's a little bit harder.
People listen or use Yelp and figure these things out, but they're great, and then you can just hang out at the beautiful East 54.
Yeah. Or East 54, as the case may be.
Or East, yeah. I mean, yeah, 601.
Jury's out on the level of beauty.
Okay,
of
listen,
the...
I just suggested Tuba Museum. So I'm trying to set
expectations.
I've never
seen the Tuba Museum. It might be gorgeous.
It
there might be like Van Gogh's hanging on the wall.
Well, if you can get a Tuesday or a Thursday off, I'm sure we can get in and see what happens.
I'll check in the back.
Sounds great.
And that is Date Night. Check out the full archive online at theaaronkeckshow.com or on our website, chapelboro.com. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.